Welcome to Colorectal Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. Clinicians in practice spend a great deal of time sifting through huge volumes of clinical research information, and one of the great challenges is identifying data sets with practical clinical relevance. You're about to hear a highly respected clinical investigator describe a new data set that's not been presented or published, but potentially has enormous clinical implications. We'll see in the upcoming months how this particular story evolves and concludes, but for now, Dr. Axel Grothe describes the highly unexpected, very preliminary findings of a trial he chairs.
One of the challenges we're facing when we treat patients with colorectal cancer and we use oxaliplatin-based chemotherapy is that invariably we're running into the problem of neurotoxicity with oxaliplatin. And so far, we have very limited strategies how to prevent neurotoxicity from a pharmacologic standpoint. We know we can stop oxaliplatin after a certain time and restart it along the lines of the so-called Optimox regimen, stopping oxaliplatin, preferably before toxicity really hits the patient. But it would be great if we had a pharmacologic intervention to prevent or ameliorate neurotoxicity. And so far, there have been some kind of larger cohort studies, some case reports, and very limited real prospective clinical trials that investigate neuroprotectants against the side effect of oxaliplatin. And one of the kind of most widely used so-called neuroprotectants in clinical practice is calcium magnesium. And this is based on some preclinical ideas, some pharmacologic hypotheses, and a more or less retrospective analysis of some single institution data coming out of France, which were published in Clinical Cancer Research in 2004. And in this retrospective trial, retrospective analysis, the use of intravenous of calcium and magnesium before and after oxaliplatin appeared to decrease neurotoxicity while at the same time maintaining the efficacy of oxaliplatin. Having said that, again, this is a retrospective analysis, and we're never quite sure whether this would hold up in a prospective clinical trial.
And just to clarify, my understanding of this was that it seemed like it was affecting the immediate cold sensitivity rather than the delayed peripheral neuropathy?
Yes, that was one of the ideas behind it. The mechanism of action that we think how these cold-induced sensory neuropathies work is that the oxaliplatin molecule actually dissociates into a platinum compound and the oxalate compound, which then can chelate calcium and interfere with ion channels that, in the end, when oxaliplatin is being used, leads to some hyperexcitability of these nerve membranes, meaning you have these positive effects like tingling and cold-induced sensations, which are very characteristic to oxaliplatin. So the use of calcium and magnesium was supposed to, with the calcium component, kind of serve as a scavenger for these oxalate components of oxaliplatin, and magnesium being used as a kind of a membrane stabilizer, which has widely been used in neurology. But again, this has never been tested in a prospective clinical trial until recently.